This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with Shawnee Seidman, the Chief Marketing Officer for Keiko Kosher, the leading kosher brand company in the United States, housing hundreds of well-known kosher brands. And Shawnee, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, thanks for having me, Eric. It's good to be here.
Yeah, certainly looking forward to hearing all the details, Shawnee, from you here today. So as Passover approaches, tell us what kinds of foods are traditional and why. Let's start there.
Absolutely. So as Passover approaches, the big product that's a traditional product that we sell that you're going to see in retail stores is matzah. So matzah is a product, a traditional product that's gone back over 2,000 years. It comes from the whole story of Passover, that the Jewish people didn't have enough time to actually leave Egypt. So they kind of put their flour and water in a bag and ran out, and they didn't have time for their bread to leaven, and it really became a cracker. So because of that part of our history, we don't eat bread that leavens, which actually means, in basic terms, we don't let bread bake for more than 15 minutes, and it's not 15 minutes, 18 minutes, excuse me, 18 minutes. And from the time that the flour touches the water until it's baked, you cannot allow more than 18 minutes during that time. So that's a really big traditional product. That's a big part of our Passover story. Some other traditional products that are part of the Passover Seder, which is a traditional meal eaten on Passover, is bitter herbs that really we can have horseradish or romaine lettuce. That symbolizes the bitterness of the Jews when they were slaves in Egypt. We also eat charoset, which is a combination of apples and cinnamon and nuts and a little bit of wine. And that symbolizes really the brick, the mortar that the Jews used to build the pyramids. And of course you have brisket, which is not necessarily ritualistic, but a big part of the traditional Jewish dishes eaten on Passover.
Certainly intriguing, and really do appreciate the info to lead things off here today. Now let's talk about kosher.com, which is part of Keiko Kosher. What is kosher.com, and what can people expect on the website in the way of better for you products and recipes as we approach, like I said, as we approach Passover?
Yeah, Eric, kosher.com is your resources for all things kosher. It has over 10,000 recipes, original kosher entertainment, lifestyle articles. If you're interested in learning about kosher, what is it, how to keep it, what do you traditionally eat or not eat, we have kosher education as well. And because kosher dietary laws have a lot of different ways, different restrictions, we have filters on all our recipes that you can look for gluten-free or better for you or sugar-free. There's different ways to filter the recipes that cater to your better for you lifestyles and cater to your needs.
And also, Shawnee, tell us about some of the better for you products from Keiko, starting with the Manischewitz, the leading maker of the traditional matzah. And what is new from them? I'd love to hear some details on that.
So yeah, Eric, matzah itself, before I get to innovation, matzah itself is a better for you product in my mind, because it's really just two ingredients. It's just flour and water. You know, we talk about transparency and simplicity of ingredients. That is, that's it. Just those two ingredients, and you will only find those ingredients on our Passover matzahs. And it's really the original ancient cracker. And we've innovated on this cracker over the years. We've come out with gluten-free varieties and spelt varieties. We just came out this year with a rye matzah. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, we actually came out with a line of chocolate covered matzahs, including mint chocolate covered matzah, dark chocolate covered matzah, and a gluten-free variety as well. So there's innovation in a very traditional Passover product.
Yeah, this certainly sounds good, your descriptions, and I'm already getting hungry today. We're speaking with Shawnee Seidman, the Chief Marketing Officer for Keiko Kosher, the leading kosher brand company in the U.S., housing hundreds of well-known kosher brands here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel. a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, you also have a Better For You brand called Heaven and Earth. Tell us about those products.
Yes, so we have a brand. Our Heaven and Earth brand comes with a promise that we curate all our products to be better for you, or a little better for you, meaning we don't put any preservatives, additives, no MSG. We also consider the better for you lifestyle. So we come out with plant-based burger options. We just came out with, for Passover, a new innovation is we came out with a no sugar added chocolate bar, 70% dark chocolate. We came out with it because we wanted to make sure that we consider all lifestyles, all healthy or better for you lifestyles when we come out with products. So we consider a gluten-free lifestyle, or for those of us who want to reduce our sugar count, but also enjoy a really delicious piece of chocolate. It is really very good and very tasty.
Also, something that caught my attention is Tuscanini from Italy. Tell us about the brand and the products they're involved with Tuscanini.
Yeah, Eric, I always think that when you want to eat well, you need to start with really good quality ingredients. And that's what Tuscanini does. Tuscanini is a brand that's all about premium, great quality, authentic Italian foods. Every single product in our product line is sourced in Italy. We go over to Italy and we meet the manufacturers. We walk on their land. We look at the regions that our products are coming from and make sure that the products are really from the best region and from the best supplier. And the brand itself recognizes that good quality food is what makes a good quality healthy lifestyle. So one of our great products that we came out with this year is our hot Calabrian chili peppers from Calabria. And they are an extremely amazing, delicious pepper that you can use to top your salads or to bake into your stir fries. I know it's one of Bobby Flay's favorites. And it's an amazing product to use, again, to add to a dish to make healthy dishes taste that much better.
One last question for you, Shani. Due to the innovation behind the new products, do you think people who don't keep kosher and beyond Passover will be interested in trying the products, similar to the way other seasons offer products at key times of year? What's your thought on that?
Oh, absolutely. Considering, the premium products of the Tuscanini line, or considering the Better For You products of our Heaven and Earth line, and that, again, we're kind of experts in gluten-free because Passover, by nature, we avoid putting flour in our food because it has to be kosher for Passover. So we are very much used to producing, coming up with really great gluten-free products. So that is something that anyone can enjoy. And lastly, Manischewitz, it's synonymous with comfort Jewish cuisine. And you don't have to be Jewish to enjoy a comforting bowl of matzo ball soup. It's the Jewish penicillin, but it's really comforting for anyone.
That matzo ball soup sounds mighty delicious to me. Shani, thanks so much for joining us here today on behalf of Keiko Kosher. Where can listeners get further details online and purchase products? I know we mentioned kosher.com. Anywhere else folks could tap in?
Yeah, so aside from kosher.com, where you can get all your recipes and all of your education for kosher that you need, we sell all of these products on Amazon. And we also have a great web resource for anyone looking to just get their Seder in one place, or get their Passover needs or items in one place, or even our kosher products in one place, and that's Passover.com. So these are available on Amazon.com or Passover.com, or head to your local retailer, go to the kosher section, and you will find all of these brands sitting on the shelf ready for you to try.
Looks like you have the bases covered for sure. Again, that is kosher.com or passover.com or even keiko.com. Shani, all the best. Hopefully we can catch up with you again in the future right here on eHealth Radio. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Eric. Nice to meet you and a pleasure being here.
Nice to meet you as well, and the pleasure was certainly all mine. We've been speaking with Shani Seidman, the Chief Marketing Officer for Keiko Kosher, the leading kosher brand company in the United States, housing hundreds of well-known kosher brands. And for, again, further details, visit either kosher.com, passover.com, or keiko.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.